You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has officially entered a purchase agreement for the HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital facility in Chippewa Falls. According to a press release, the organization will have 90 days to conduct their due diligence on the site to determine if reopening the hospital is financially feasible. If they determine that it is, the facility could be reopened for patients by the end of the year. The St. Joseph's Hospital facility has been closed for about a year, leaving Chippewa Falls residents without adequate access to critical care. A Menominee man is facing up to 15 years in prison after being charged with possession of a firearm and ammunition as a felon. According to the United States Department of Justice, Western District of Wisconsin, 34-year-old Demetrius Howard of Menominee was arrested in December after allegedly being found in possession of a loaded handgun. If convicted, he's facing a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison. The investigation was conducted by the Dunn County Sheriff's Office and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. A Clayton man is facing up to 10 years in prison after being accused of accepting more than $36,000 for a contract project he never completed. According to court documents, 46-year-old Floyd Moen IV was charged with felony theft by contractor in Barron County Circuit Court last week. The complaint alleges he was hired for a project in Turtle Lake in 2019 and cashed a check for over $36,000 as a down payment for materials. A civil lawsuit filed by the homeowners resulted in a $37,000 judgment. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging residents to take precautions as measles cases rise across the country. There haven't been any reported measles cases in the state so far, but health officials are concerned that residents traveling for spring break may return with the disease. They're advising residents to check on their MMR vaccine eligibility with their healthcare provider. They also say typical flu prevention methods like washing your hands regularly or wearing a mask in crowded spaces can help prevent the spread. On Wednesday, a Wisconsin appeals court ruled that disabled residents are not allowed to receive an absentee ballot by email. Last June, a Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that emailing the absentee ballots was allowed. That decision was appealed by Republican lawmakers, pausing the ruling through the November election. Wednesday's ruling also means disabled voters will not be able to receive their absentee ballots by email for the April 1st election. Currently, only military and overseas voters can have their absentee ballots emailed to them. As the weather starts to warm up, Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are reminding residents that it's time to start looking out for ticks. According to a social media post, DHS officials say ticks are already becoming active even though it's not technically spring yet. They're advising residents to use EPA-registered insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants, and check for ticks after spending time outdoors. More helpful information on tick prevention methods can be found on the Department of Health Services website. The town of Washington is once again collecting signatures from residents in their pursuit to incorporate into a village. The town began the petition last summer in an effort to prevent any further land from being annexed by neighboring Eau Claire and Altoona. During their first petition attempt, the town secured over 600 signatures. They voluntarily dismissed that petition to make technical changes to it and are now planning to start the signature collection process again over the next few days. The annexed land was taken for housing projects. An upcoming fundraiser hosted by Forever Fit will benefit the Feed Our Kids Food Backpack Program in Rice Lake. The Climb for Kids fundraiser will take place from March 24th to March 28th, during which participants will be asked to set a goal for how many flights of stairs they will climb on a stair-stepper exercise machine. They'll then be asked to collect pledges or make their own donations based on how many steps they climb in a 30-minute session at the event. The proceeds will go to support over 300 children in the area. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to check fire danger warnings before outdoor burning as wildfire season arrives. According to a press release, the state has already seen around 170 wildfires this year, burning over 450 acres. Officials say that's about four times more wildfires than usual at this time of year. They also say fire danger will be on the rise this weekend as warm temperatures, clear lingering snowfall, and some dry weather and gusty winds move across the state. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another coalition of states filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over planned layoffs in the Department of Education. On Tuesday, the agency announced plans to lay off about 1,300 employees, or about half of its workforce. The coalition requested a court order to stop the dismantling of the department, arguing the layoffs are illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin has joined a number of lawsuits accusing the Trump administration of overstepping its authority. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James, but Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20. 126-106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers take on UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come from behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action mystery comedy thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. Kelly Clarkson was absent from her own talk show for almost a week, causing fear in her fans that something might be wrong with her. Co-hosts filled in so that a TV-watching crisis was averted. Reps for the Kelly Clarkson show said that Clarkson was dealing with a personal matter that had nothing to do with her, which makes absolutely no sense. Kelly's fans flooded social media, taking time out of their extremely busy days to demand to know what was going on, until one social media user finally set things straight, saying, "Hey y'all, y'all need to understand this. Kelly does not owe y'all an explanation for her absence. Y'all can just stop." Does anyone else feel less intelligent now than when I started reading this? Do you think they'll tease the heck out of Kelly's return? I see a ratings bonanza for Kelly right around the corner, y'all. Big news from The Masked Singer, as the identity of the singer in the Space Ranger costume was revealed. Who cares? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm today. We'll get to the low 70s with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Scattered thunderstorms tonight. One or two storms could be severe with hail and wind, the main threat. After that, rain likely late tonight through tomorrow. It's going to be windy with a little snow by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.